T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ducks are going to have yet another preparation for a bowl game with their offensive coordinator potentially on the way out. As Bruce Feldman said, Akron zeroed in on Joe Moorhead to become the next head coach for the Zips. And after the Pac-12 title game, it will likely be announced.
Okay.
This is surprising to me.
It's kind of surprising because I think that Joe Moorhead could have gone to a lot of places.
It does appear that his name should be bigger. He was a head coach in the SEC, for goodness sakes.
Right.
At Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And then Akron is the next move for him?
It is close to home.
Sure.
Right? From Pittsburgh. So close-ish to home. But it's an interesting move unless there's something personal, in my opinion.
Well, he did have the health scare this year.
Yeah, so that could very well be personal.
That could play a role in it, but you would think that his job and his stature would lend him to getting another Power 5 job or just something better than Akron, because Akron, I love Maction, but my goodness, that is not a good gig. I shouldn't say a good gig, it's a head coaching job. It is not a prestigious job and not one that you would expect Moorhead to jump at. So the proximity to his hometown, being in Pittsburgh, it is an FBS job.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can see it, but this goes back to now Oregon is going back to the drawing table with their offensive coordinator position.
Which, I mean, they've good news, bad news. They've done this before, and it's proved successful.
Well, Mario Cristobal has done a fantastic job with every coordinator that he had. Honestly, his assistants that he's brought in have been nails, right? Like Marcus Arroyo, his play calling, you can criticize that. He was there to build recruiting. Mm-hmm. He was obviously attractive enough that UNLV wanted to go grab him as their head coach. And that's going to be a rebuild at UNLV that is still in progress, mm-hmm. even after 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, because rebuilds in college, you should give people like 4 years at least. You should get your guys their first round of guys all the way up until their seniors. But I think for Oregon, the good thing and the bad, like this is part of what comes with being a successful program, right? Mm-hmm. Is that you end up attracting coordinators who see this path for other head coaches. And I think that I haven't looked at like the number of coordinators Saban has had to replace over the years, but I'm sure it's quite a few. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of the, you know, cost of doing business at this high of a level in college football. And this is why even like Jonathan Smith, when he was talking about his extension at Oregon State, he talked about having a bigger pool for assistants,
right?
Because that's how you not only get great talent in as coordinators, but you try to keep them because it takes you have to know the kind of person that you're hiring to say someone's going to turn down a head coaching job simply because it's not the right one yet. Right. Like, mm-hmm. which this could be the right one for Joe Moorhead, and that it's totally fine. But I think that knowing the program that you're bringing this coordinator into, you have to also like know the character of the person that you're bringing in and know that it's not that you don't want them to go on and do great things. It's just that you hope they'll wait until it's the right job for them.
You really do. You want your coaches to get these jobs.
Yeah.
You don't want your coordinators leaving for other coordinator positions, and that hasn't happened.
Right.
What it is, it's the ultimate sign that your program is on the right track.
Totally.
And you're doing the right things. But now you have to sit there, and we've talked about this. This is why it is so hard and such a hard thing to do, especially when you're not a Nick Saban, mm-hmm. who what Nick Saban has done as he has just built this juggernaut where the talent, you can change systems like they did when they went to a more spread attack from mm-hmm. a downhill attack when they got Lane Kiffin in and they brought Steve Sarkisian. You have the dudes just to say, yeah, we can change. We can just put the cloak on and be someone different in an instant, right? Yep. Oregon isn't there. And right. very few programs are. So you have to find something that is similar and suited to the identity of Oregon and the players system that isn't far off of what the players are doing. The good thing is that with Joe Moorhead being the coordinator the last 2 years, he's so multiple in the RPO game mm-hmm. that you've already asked your guys to do a whole heck of a lot.
Yep.
And this is going to be a big hire because of next year's supposed to be the year.
Right.
So it's got to be close enough to Moorhead's style and system that you can pop with those offensive guys.
Yeah, with the players that you already have in the building.
Right. So. And that is the where does Oregon go from here?
Yeah.
And the good news is that you're going to be attractive to anybody because it's Oregon, their top 10 program.
Yep.
And there's going to be people lining up to be the coordinator here. The wild card in all this is, all right, look at the available people out there. Or, I mean, let's be honest, they don't even have to be available right now. You can go pluck someone that's a sitting coordinator somewhere else.
Right.
And where do you go from that? And I've heard, you know, you see names like Tom Herman that's floated mm-hmm. out there. You've got all sorts of, because, you know, he's sitting on the sidelines after his ouster from Texas. What system fits in like a Herman style system would, where you have your zone concepts, you have some RPO game, and he was a hell of a coordinator and a hell of a recruiter when he was at Ohio State
yep.
the first time, but that's going to be another guy who's not going to be there for very long. Right. This name popped up on Twitter. I saw Nemec tweeted it out. And I really like this because it's a name that not a lot of people will know. His name is Brennan Marion, and he is the kind of guru of what's called the go-go offense.
Ooh, okay.
And the go-go offense is tempo. It can be used with two backs. It is, you do have RPOs built into it. It is very dynamic, and we know if running the ball is paramount in your first thing, the go-go. And there's elements of the go-go offense that Moorhead and Oregon have used. Not full send on it, but he is currently the receivers coach at Pitt. And if you haven't been following Pitt, they're playing in the ACC title game. And oh, by the way, they've got one of the guys who's in the Heisman Trophy conversation with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The quarterback there. He's just a receivers coach, but his fingerprint is in the go-go is on the Pitt offense. And he's a young name. And if you have, he's 34 years old. He has been a play caller previously.
Mm.
And he's a super bright mind. Like he's one of those young, bright minds that you hear so much about in college football. And at 34, he could be a guy that I would keep my eye on because he's been well traveled already.
And that's one again where you have to decide, do you want young and very ambitious, right? Young and likely to move on in the future if this goes well. The other one that I've seen floated around is Jeff Tedford. Tedford.
Yep.
And that's somebody who would be more of a like a steadying sort of not quite on the rise as much, but someone who has a lot of experience.
Boomerang him back to Oregon.
Yeah.
Been there.
I mean, that's another one that could be interesting.
Yeah, and that would be an interesting fit with Cristobal and the staff because he is older, you mm-hmm. know, and we could see, but like this text that came in said, is it me or is Joe Moorhead the oldest 48-year-old I've ever seen? he is an old looking 48-year-old, but dude can call plays. And I think that is yep. numero uno with what Mario Cristobal is looking for.
I also think they really need to find somebody who can play into the strengths of any given quarterback. I think that whoever they tab next for the quarterback at Oregon once Anthony Brown is gone, I think that's going to be massive part of it is figure out how you can tap into the quarterbacks that you already have, right? Because they've done a decent job recruiting quarterbacks. So you want to find somebody who can get the most out of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a really key part to this.
This is going to be interesting to see, and it shouldn't come as a surprise, because Moorhead always was kind of the short-term answer at the coordinator position. But you got to trust Mario Cristobal to make the right hire on this. And he's going to scour every corner of this country. And I spent some time before the show just thinking of, where do you go? Because this is so, we're in a different stage in college football right now, where the pendulum is swinging back, right? We saw the pendulum swing towards spread and get into space and play in space and take your shots deep when you can. And we're going to just whip the ball all around the field and throw. Who are the top four teams in the college football playoff rankings right now? Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati. I don't identify any of those four programs. And even you could put Oklahoma State in there too, which is spread, but they will run the ball down your throat.
Yep.
It is, the pendulum is swinging towards more power style football. And it's not just, we're going to put up gaudy numbers and run as many plays as we can anymore. It is swinging towards, put you back into a phone booth and we'll see what happens at the top. Right. And that's what Oregon's built for right now. And that is believe it or not, that's a harder thing to find than finding the whip it all around, play in space coach and with run and shooter air raid backgrounds.
Yeah. And I think that's where, again, that's where you really have to find the person who can bring out the best in the players that you have, because that is what's going to leave you better than how you were left, right? Is like, you want to make sure that not only the recruits who are currently here, or the players who are currently on your roster set to make an impact next year, feel like, oh yeah, this coordinator gets me and can understand how to use me to the best of my abilities, but you're setting up the success for, if this guy moves on in 3 or 4 years, he's still recruiting the person who's coming in next, right?
For sure.
And so you want to make sure that you can really find someone who plays into the types of recruits that you have. And I think that's just going to be, it's a challenge. It's not a job I envy, but it's one that I think, again, and Oregon State fans could be feeling this situation at some point as well, just because this is what happens when your programs are good. This is what happens when you're either a very elite program or you're a very steady program who's very obviously climbing and on the rise like the Beavers are.
Joe Moorhead heading back to Akron. He was there from 04 to 08, which oddly is like the longest he's been in one place in his whole career. Seriously.
That's the longest time he's ever been anywhere?
Yeah.
How long was he in the SEC?
He was at for two seasons. He was at, like, look at his career. He went, he was a GA at Pitt. Then he went to Georgetown from 2000 through 2003. Then Akron in 04, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So 5 seasons there. Connecticut for 3 seasons.
Okay.
Then Fordham for 3 seasons. And then Penn State for 2. Mississippi State for 2. Oregon for 2.
Wow.
Man loves Northeast Ohio.
Akron, here we come.
Go Zips. But it does turn into a big job. And I am this text at 503-250-1080 is an interesting one as well. It says Mark Whipple used to be Rodgers' quarterback coach, is the Pitt OC. He'd be good as well.
Mm.
I think that is a good call. If you go the Brendan Marion one, though, is a name to just keep an eye on because of the go-go.
Yeah.
They stretch you side to side and then they just absolutely gut you with deep ball. It's a fun offense.
I was going to say, that sounds very fun.
It is, and it's unique. It looks weird at times.
I bet.
But it's a fun offense. It's not just solely RPO. Mm. It is helmet on a helmet. I think that would be, and it's a Pitt identity too.
That's very true.
He's a wide receivers coach at Pitt, Whipple the OC at Pitt. I'm sure there will be no shortage of names that we see pop up for this one, and high profile names. I think we'll see some head coaches that have been canned too be back in the mix here, because Mario Cristobal obviously is not afraid to go get those guys.
Nope.
Two of them this past year have been your head coach or your coordinators.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I think that, again, it's not the first time you, if you're Mario Cristobal, I'm sure he's like, ugh, I'd rather not do this every year, but he's proven that he's up to the task. So as much as it is you know, angsty for Ducks fans to think about another coordinator moving on. The fact is, this is not the first time, and if your program continues to be good, it won't be the last.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.